Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes at a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. And today, the subject is an art film with a capital A.
Oh, yes.
It's from filmmaker Olivier Assayas, and it's called The Clouds of Sils Maria.
This is actually a very complicated play within a play. An older actress and her younger assistant practice lines for a play about an older actress and her younger assistant. And I guess you could say life imitates art.
Yes, this is an opportunity for two actresses to strut their stuff, and strut they do. Juliette Binoche is absolutely terrific playing the aging actress. And Kristen Stewart, who we mostly know from the Twilight movies and we think is a terrible actress, holds her own here. She actually proves her mettle as an actress in this movie.
I think the glasses they gave her a semblance of gravitas. But in watching this film, I found this heavy undertone of lesbian attraction and dependency. Binoche. Juliette Binoche cutting her hair in this mannish style. I think some lesbians are going to find that offensive.
I noticed that there was a concerted effort to change her appearance as the movie went on to make her look more and more butch.
Yeah. You know, if they had maintained her original appearance in the film, I think it would have had a greater impact.
You know, this is a complex, challenging movie. It's interesting in a lot of respects, but it's also indulgent, ambiguous, and really anticlimactic.
Right. You don't have the privilege of youth, says the younger assistant. It always trumps whatever wisdom your age gives you. The only part in the entire film was the facial expressions of Juliet when she realizes that she's taking a back seat.
For patient viewers, this might have some rewards. Otherwise, beware.
Yes.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.